Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're going to be visiting with Marcine Arn and talking about an event that was in the past and an event that's coming up. So we're going to be talking about Company K, the group of National Guardsmen who left Atlantic together as a group back in March 1st, 1941. And so, Marcine, I want to visit with you a bit about, because it relates to this. Last June, you walked in a group that was a welcome home for the Company K. And so each person who walked represented one of those 118 men who went off and eventually served in World War II. So who did you walk for?
I walked for Leon Sauer, which was my husband's uncle.
And how did you learn about him? Because, of course, he was much older than you. You never knew him personally. Did somebody do some investigation, or who told you that that's who that was?
Oh, the whole family. That was always talked about. But he was one of the first ones with the National Guard that was killed.
Okay.
So he was a forward observer, and he was one of the first ones.
And this was, when these young men left, they did not leave thinking they were going to be in World War II, because, of course, it had not been declared until December 7th when Pearl Harbor was bombed. But President Roosevelt knew that things were going in that direction, and so he mobilized all these National Guard units, and Atlantic was one of them. So I don't know, Marcine, do you have any, thinking about the armory, did that play any part in your personal history?
Oh, I think so, because it's always been the armory. And my husband was in National Guards, too. So he was always there.
Yes. So, and your husband was Tom Arn. And so, yes, I'm sure he could tell you stories. Do you remember doing anything there as a personal event? Because it was used for a lot of things besides the armory.
Oh, yes, we had a high school class reunion there, because it was supposed to be at the Elks Club, and that's the year the Elks Club got burnt. So we quickly used the armory.
Okay. And it continues, the armory continues to be used in a lot of different ways. Now, most people in town call it the armory, and it was the armory for the National Guard. From the time it was built, actually, that was part of the agreement that it would be the armory for our local National Guard. It actually was built in memory of the World War I veterans, but like I say, part of the agreement was that it be the armory. What about, as you think about Tom, did he tell any stories, or what, you know, he went there every week, or kind of what was his relationship with the armory?
Yeah, well, the Red Bull Division was from, right around here, and they went once a month, and then they went 2 weeks summer camp in Minnesota every summer.
Okay. So if you think about, if Tom would have thought about, okay, he's going off to those camps for 2 weeks, and all of a sudden, no, that's not the way it is. That's kind of what happened to these 118 people in Company K. Now, I want to really, I'll come back with some more questions, Marcine, but want to talk about this Sunday, the 16th, we're going to be doing more information about Company K members. You know, we've talked about them as a group, but those were 118 individuals, and we have a lot of information on some of them, not all of them, but we have a little bit on everybody. You know, how tall were they? How much did they weigh? Where did they come from? Where did they serve? Were they wounded? And some really fun stories, Marcine. One I would just mention is some of the soldiers had pet chickens and ducks. They weren't pets, they were giving them eggs. So, you know, it's difficult for us to know what went on during that time of service. So maybe we can find out more about that. And as you think about, you know, the person you marched for, why did you decide to do that?
Well, because I felt like that would honor him.
Mm-hmm. And so, and I hope that's why the other people did that too. How did you feel? Any special emotions as you were walking with that group of people from the armory to the depot?
I was very proud. I thought it was quite impressive. I feel bad that there wasn't more publicity on it.
There weren't more people sending welcoming you home.
Yeah.
And we might mention that one of the reasons there was this welcome home ceremony is that those 118 people, and not all of them got to come home because some were killed in action, as you mentioned, they came home at all different times and in all different places. One of the stories I've read is about the person who sailed into New York and saw the Statue of Liberty. Have you ever seen the Statue of Liberty?
No. That would be neat.
Yes, and it was very emotional for that person, and he said, we all rushed to one side of the ship, and it was like, whoops, there's too much weight over here. Probably not real danger, but he said, it was so emotional to see that Statue of Liberty. They were coming home. Uh-huh. And, again, it's hard to imagine how that might have felt after being gone almost 4 years for most people, and not being home at all. What's your interest in history, Marcine? Is this kind of it, or do you have a broader interest in history?
Well, this is kind of it for right now. The history is what's around in the family. Mm-hmm. I do a lot of family history.
Oh,
but
okay. And did you have any other people who served in, you know, from earlier World War One to Korea on?
Oh, yeah. Tom's uncle was in World War One. In fact, he was a prisoner of war, too. And so it kind of had gone back the generations of the Johnstons that way.
Uh-huh. Okay. So it carries on. Sad to say, wars haven't ended. It's still going to go on in the future. Uh-huh. But it's really important that we learn about these folks. So, again, we want to invite people to come to the American Legion Memorial Building, the Armory, on Sunday the 16th, 2 o'clock. This is the first of a series of Sunday afternoon programs. We started doing those last year, and we're continuing this year. So September, October, November, and then we skip December, and then we'll start back up in January through May, having those programs 2 o'clock on most third Sundays of the month. Marcine, have you attended any of those in the past?
Oh, yes. I'm all that I can, and they're really informative.
Okay. So, let's see. We're just carrying this on, and we want to be sure people stop by. You'll have a chance to ask some questions. And I should mention that all of this information we have was gathered by the genealogy group, and we have, I think it's 7 notebooks. So if you want to delve into some of those stories more, we can. You can take a look at those. Marcine, do you remember any newspaper articles? Did you find any in that family search, and were there any newspaper articles about Tom's uncle?
Some of them, the genealogy has the same ones, so uh-huh. So yeah, from that point. But
it's interesting to me what they wrote home, what the soldiers wrote home, or just the way the newspaper reported things.
Uh-huh. Yeah. The great uncle that was in World War One and prisoner of war, he got to be good friends with the guards, and even after he got to come home, he got a Christmas card from the guards.
That's another whole story, isn't it? What goes on in prison camps, and we'll try to tell some of those stories too. But it's all from that serviceman's angle. We can read about it in books, and we can read about it in a big story, but these are individual stories, so we really want people to come and hear those. So, one last thought here, Marcine, is people are hearing this on September 11th, and lots of memories going on for that, and how that changed the world. So did December 7th, 1941, change the world, and these men went off not knowing that's what was going to happen.
Right, right. And this day makes our hearts very heavy.
So we need to remember all of those folks that have served in whatever capacity at whatever time, and honor them, not just today, but for forever, to remember that. So until next time, first of all, thank you, Marcine Arn, for visiting with me. And from Edmund Burke said, those who don't know history are destined to repeat it.